proclamation number 5174 dated the July 19, 1951. Characteristic of the Church of Christ, the working of the Spirit. The Church of Christ is not an organization. It is the unification of all spiritually striving people from all denominations who believe in Jesus Christ and live a life of love. For not the creed provides the evidence of their belonging to the said church, but the Spirit which speaks through the people who are its members. Surely you will understand that it can never ever be enough for God that a person joins this or that school of thought, either because of its name or also due to being impressed by the customs and traditions which every organization and denomination exhibit, but that God only evaluates a person's attitude, which can vary in every denomination, i.e., more or less corresponding to God's will, more or less heeding the divine commandments. And yet, the only decisive factor as to who may count himself a member of the Church of Christ is whether a life of love has awakened God's Spirit within the human being. The Church of Christ is a purely spiritual organization which makes no concessions to the world whatsoever. It is only based on a human being's spiritual life, on the conscious will to attain the spiritual goal which is the human being's task on earth. The Church of Christ unites all believing, that is, inwardly convinced followers of Jesus who accept the divine teaching of love as the law of life, who acknowledge Christ's act of salvation and through conscious unity with Him know no other endeavor but to develop the strength of the Spirit, who thus are enlightened by the divine Spirit, which will always be the evidence of belonging to His Church. The Church of Christ needs no other external characteristic in order to be recognized as His true Church, which He Himself founded on earth, apart from the spiritual rebirth, which is verified by the expression of the divine Spirit in the human being. And this, in turn, is recognizable through enlightened thinking, through the realization of truth, through realizing the purpose of the human being's life, through strong faith and its resulting extraordinary working, be it by healing the sick, by averting great earthly adversity, by the influx of the divine word or the commanding of the elements for the benefit of other people. A power, which is of divine origin, will always emerge once the human being has achieved spiritual rebirth, and he will belong to the Church of Christ, which is outside of every ecclesiastical organization but which can number people from every denomination as its members. It is a spiritual community of profoundly devout people whose leader is Jesus Christ Himself, with whom every member must enter into heartfelt contact in order to be admitted to His Church. For His Church is something that is alive. It is not a dead structure which exists in the world by name yet lacks all spirit. His Church is based on living faith which was brought alive through love. This is why love and faith are the first condition in order to belong to His Church, why people from all denominations belong to His Church, whose living faith arose from their love for God and their neighbor. All these people are being united by Jesus Christ and the Church He established on earth, and He also bestows them with the gifts of the Spirit depending on their maturity, ability and purpose of activity on earth for His kingdom. Wherever God's Spirit is working, there stands a pillar of His Church which is and will remain insurmountable for all eternity. Amen.